Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening. My podcast, as always, is sponsored by two sponsors. The first is Creative Technology and Innovation, leveraging John Boyd's OODA loops to take new and interesting orientations towards the observations that solve your problems, that make your business decisions more powerful. Creative Technology and Innovation. And the other sponsor is the novel that is now in the Amazon bookstore and Barnes & Noble and other places, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone, just an amazing human being, and you think, nah, this person is too good to be true. And then you find out, wow, they're actually better than I thought they were. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available now as a paperback and coming soon as an ebook, and after that, as an audiobook. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. So today I'm publishing volume 2, issue 4 of the machine intelligence papers, focusing on the essays around, you know, just basically all the different permutations of the art of the possible with AGI. I'm focusing on AGI, which is advanced general intelligence, or what is often called a human class thinking machine, only because that's more where I believe the eventual risk will be, if there is going to be a risk. Now, look, I do understand why people get nervous. I do understand the fear that people have. The reality is, if you look at what's possible today, it's not likely that a system built on the AI available today is going to replace your job. It's just not likely. I deal with them every single day of the week. I have run a bunch of interesting experiments, both on the Google system, which is called Bard, B-A-R-D. And you can, by the way, you can use it as well, bard.google.com. And then the other system is the new ChatPT-focused Bing Chat, which is ChatGPT-4 as the back end, and then the front end is the Bing interface. And then I've also done the official OpenAI app, ChatGPT app. So I've done a bunch of them. I will say that, first of all, there's, you know, current event issues for ChatGPT because its cutoff is around September 2021 and September 2022. For some of its data. I will also say that I've asked Bard a couple of questions, and it's given me back a work of fiction. Not the truth, not real by any stretch of the imagination. So you have to be careful. You have to consider the source. The reality of any time you want a source of information, or you want to use a source of information, or you are considering a source of information, it is always trust but verify. And the verification process has to be rigorous enough that you can say, yes, I have validated this source. It's why most conspiracy suppositions don't stand up to scrutiny, because you can't verify the source. If the source is an anonymous government official, that could be anybody. I mean, that is the reality that you have to consider. That may not be an anonymous government official in reality. That may be an 87-year-old grandmother who was bored and started writing articles for people to consider because nobody would listen to her. It happens. There have been many such instances on the internet. So consider the source, trust the source, verify the source, and then go back and verify the information. There's just the simple reality of where we are today. We have to consider both the source of the information, but also the intent of the person sharing the information. Anyway, enough with AI. I'm actually finishing up the basement, slowly but surely packing. The movers are here in 2 weeks. With any luck, they're closing our current house today. I haven't heard anything that said it changed, and I haven't been asked to extend it. So looks like they're closing today, which means we are in the 2-week ticker until we're out of this house and into our new house, which is very exciting.
we're looking forward to it. We actually went to the new house on Saturday and wandered around and looked and did some measurements. And I have to say, I was happy because there were a couple of parts of the new house that I was worried was small, and they were actually bigger than I thought. So that worked out really well. I was quite happy. Right? Sometimes things work out well. Last but not least, and kind of heading into, I got the SnapMaker printer set up. I'm having a network issue with the printer right now, but I think I've fixed that issue. It's not the printer, it's my network. I have something going on one of my networks, but that's why I have three distinct Wi-Fi networks, so I don't have to worry. I can always put devices on one of my other networks. So I'm going to put everything for the printing process onto the other network and give it a whirl to try to print tomorrow. See what I can do. That's kind of my personal fun, kind of what I like to do when I'm having an opportunity. Because lately, I've had, day after day after day after day of conference calls from wall to wall, some of which are fun. I love doing one-on-ones with my boss. He's a lot of fun to talk to, and he listens, and in listening, he really kind of helps me refocus what I'm trying to, kind of what I try to deal with and where I'm trying to be. So that's kind of the fun reality of that one. And then there are a lot of other fun calls where I'm really trying to get to, kind of the right place for me. And that's harder, and that's something you have to think about because you got to really deal with where it is you want to be as a human being. But also, you always have to make sure that you're helping yourself and you're helping those around you. It does you no good to wander through life as though you are an island, right? John Milton said, "No man is an island. We are all but bits of the continent." And if we break off of the mountain that we're on and we roll down to the sea, besides the fact that we'll probably over the course of that journey have more rounded edges than we did when we broke off, the reality is we will also be in a better place as human beings. My name is Scott Anderson, and I thank you so much for listening to my podcast.